are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
This episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the Locker Room app from the iOS App Store and find one of our Locked On rooms. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. Welcome back to Locked On Spurs, right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, San Antonio Spurs writer. I'm glad to have you back. Well, it's the day that we all been waiting for. Well, maybe for Spurs fans, is likely going to end up kind of like ho-hum. Another day passes, but is the NBA trade deadline day. Today is the final day where teams can make moves. Let's get that paperwork before 3 p.m. Eastern or 2 p.m. Central. But nevertheless, today will be the last day that teams can make any major trades. There is a waiver wire, but that'll be for a different Locked On Spurs. What does that mean? Well, simply just LMA, LaMarcus Aldridge. Today will probably be his final official day as a Spur. All signs are pointing to a buyout as of this recording. Again, most deals kind of lead up to the 11th hour. Usually that's when a lot of flurry of moves happens. Likely happened again tonight or today, this afternoon. So what does that mean? Well, there's one thing that we have gleaned from a report is that if LMA is bought out, well, he's on the path to chase a ring. We're going to be talking about that. And what does that mean for him? And any kind of indication of what maybe DeMar DeRozan could be thinking, whether he finishes out his season as a Spur and then enter free agency, looking to find a place elsewhere. We'll also catch you up on some latest news and notes regarding the Silver and Black. To do that and more, I'm joined by Joe Garcia, the host of the Two Shots podcast. And make sure to follow him on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast. Joe, welcome back to Locked On Spurs. Hey, before we recorded, I had a report, though. I heard that you turned down the role for Joker in the Justice League. Is that true?
Oh, no. That is totally false.
I can see you playing the Clown Prince, Joe.
Oh, I don't know, man. That rumor is swirling around just as bad as some of these other rumors that we've heard about the San Antonio Spurs. It's all clickbait. Don't buy into it. But it's you know, it's funny that you say that, too, because Spurs Twitter has been happening pretty recently. It's been a happening place to be, man. You see fans going at each other, Jeff. It's just insane, man. People are really legit getting into arguments over trade talk and rumors. I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, exactly. Well, again, let's just be very, very clear with everybody right now, Joe. This is recorded before the final buzzer goes off, that being the NBA trade deadline. Again, that's at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central. So obviously things could happen before you're listening to the show or after, whatever. But just to make that clear as of this recording. So Joe is going to dive into it. And look, the perhaps the only big move that could be on the horizon is the LaMarcus Aldridge, whether it be a trade or a buyout. All signs are pointing to a buyout. So we're going to go with that assumption that he'll likely be bought out. Joe, again, that is not surprising, but there's some new wrinkles that could give us an idea where he could land, that being a championship contending team. A report from the Dallas Morning News, Brian Thompson, I believe, recently reported that that is the driving force for LaMarcus Aldridge, that he wants to chase a ring. Look, let's go to just get this out of the way real quick. That's the last thing he doesn't have on his resume. He has all-star nods. He has, you know, the numbers. He has the points. He has the double-doubles. He has all that. But he doesn't have a ring. I kind of don't blame him if that's what he wants to get at this point of his career, Joe.
Yeah, you kind of get the sense that that's what he wants. And the gentleman who we're getting this information from was Brad Townsend.
Thank you, Joe.
There you go. So, yeah, we got to make sure we pronounce his name right.
Thank you.
But LaMarcus Aldridge, 36 years of age. He's a former aging all-star already. Best years are behind him. He already knows that more than likely, Jeff, he's got a couple years left in him. He's probably not going to be the player he once was. I'm sure he knows that. But he could be a valuable asset on another championship contending team. So at this point, can you really fault the guy for wanting to go and chase after a ring? Not really. I mean, everybody who's anybody in the NBA, your legacy is going to be deemed on how many rings you have. You know, and some of the greats don't even have a ring, you know, so I'm sure that's important to him.
Yeah. And look, I mean, I get it. You know, that's the last thing he doesn't have on his resume. He does not have a championship ring at all. And go get it if you can. But that gives us an idea where he could land. If, again, if it is a buyout situation, the names that are popping out there are Miami. Yep, they're like a title contender in the East. You're hearing the Lakers again, you know, title contending team. Brooklyn is popping in as well. Go get your ring, LaMarcus, if you want that. Do you think if he does get a ring before it's all said and done for him, do you think that solidifies him as a Hall of Famer, Joe?
I don't know, man. I don't feel like he's done enough to commend that, you know, that attention to be talked about as one of the greats. I'm sure he has some stat numbers that are going to be very comparable to some of the other, let's say, Hall of Famers that are in the NBA. But as far as what he's been able to do, I just don't feel it, man. I'm going to be honest with you. Maybe he will be called into the Hall of Fame, but I mean, you look at other greats that have come before him. You know, you have Magic Johnson, for example. You have Larry Bird. You have, you know, Michael Jordan, for example, the great Tim Duncan, you know, David Robinson. Mm-hmm. And these other players have been generational type players who have had a tremendous impact in the game of basketball. For example, Shaquille O'Neal, he gets a lot of flack, you know, but honestly, they had to change rules just for him and also for Kobe mm-hmm. Bryant, you know, so they did have tremendous impacts on the game. LaMarcus was just kind of ho-hum, you know, he was just going in there and doing his thing, but nothing really screams at you. And it's and emphatically, you're going to go ahead. And if you had a vote, would you say emphatically, yes, he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame? I doubt that, Jeff.
I think he'd probably be nominated. I could definitely see that. Maybe get passed over a couple times. But I think eventually that could be a thing for him down the road. I don't want to say a first ballot, maybe a second ballot. I definitely can see that. But circling back to this report that, again, if LMA does get bought out, he wants to go to a title team. That kind of leads into a discussion of DeMar DeRozan. Now, just for argument's sake, and again, we can't stress this enough, this is recorded before the trade deadline buzzer goes off. If the Spurs do not trade him or buy him out, which is still an option, if he tells the Spurs behind the scenes that, you know, he's not going to stay in San Antonio after this season, we'll say he's going to play out the rest of the season, his contract, he enters free agency. Do you think the fact that the Spurs, as built right now, are not a title contending team will lead him the path that LMA is looking for a ring? DeRozan doesn't have one. He's gotten close, but he's never gotten over the hump in Toronto. He gets traded to San Antonio in the Kawhi Leonard deal to a team that's on the rebuild, and they'll still be a rebuild mode next year. They're years away from chasing a title again like they did in the Big Three era. Joe, do you think chasing a ring, getting that title, may push DeMar DeRozan away from San Antonio in free agency?
I guess everybody has to have that, you know, point of no return, you know, when mm-hmm. you're getting up there in age. And right now he's getting up there, but he still can ball. He's not nowhere as old as LaMarcus Aldridge is yet, nor has his game declined as much as LaMarcus Aldridge's has. But at some juncture, you have to really take a good, strong look at yourself in the mirror and decide, what are you going to do at this point? You know, you're reaching free agency. Is a title more important or being with the team that, for all intents and purposes, it looks like he's happy here in San Antonio. He loves the coach mm-hmm. and he loves his teammates, you know? So if he's happy here, then, you know, maybe he sticks around and plays with us and is here for the rebuild, you know, but maybe mm-hmm. not for the championship run if that's ever in the cards for us in the near future, which I'm sure it will be sometime down the road, but it's not going to be anywhere near in the next one or two seasons right. from now, let's be honest, you know? So,
well, you got to look at this too, Joe, that if DeMar DeRozan shares the same mindset of LMA and that being getting a ring before it's all said and done, DeRozan's career is already in that area where the twilight will be upon him. Not as soon as LMA is right now, but you know, he's there closer than maybe a Lonnie and a Keldon and a DeJounte and a Derek. Those guys still have years ahead of them to get to that point. Remember, to get to title contention doesn't mean a lot for the title, just to be in the same ocean with the other title teams. DeMar DeRozan doesn't have that time. I think that is something that's really going to weigh on him if he just plays out the season and enters free agency. Does he still want to stay? Now, the Spurs can throw money at him. We know they'll definitely have a lot of money to spend.
Yeah, they can match. they can match an offer.
They can match offers. They can give more. I mean, again, he's an unrestricted free agent. So, you know, there's not a restricted free agency kind of thing. But nevertheless, if a team does offer him something, you know, the Spurs can match it or, you know, give him more. But my point is I think that could be a decision why he leaves San Antonio.
Have you guys heard about SportsTrade? It's where fantasy sports meets the stock market. This is amazing. SportsTrade takes fantasy to the next level. It's like Robinhood for fantasy sports. Their platform allows you to buy and sell shares in your favorite players just like real stocks. Finally, a fair and exciting way to cash in on your knowledge of sports. Now, making money with SportsTrade is simple as player values rise and fall based on two factors. One, their statistical performance in each game as compared to the projected fantasy points in that game. The more points scored, the higher the value goes. Two, good old supply and demand. The more demand a player has, the higher the value goes. So when you're ready to buy shares, pick that penny stock in a rookie with huge upside or grab that blue chip vet who's always on a solid performer. You want to go check out SportsTrade. Simply go to sporttrade.com, watch how it works, video, and then sign up to get started. Sign up today at sporttrade.com. Discover the fun, exciting, and profitable new world of sports training. This is truly the evolution of fantasy sports. You'll be amazed. Don't sit on the sidelines any longer. Get in the game at sportstrade.com. And while I have you here, I want to talk to you about Bet Online, which is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football may be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and the NHL, they're in full swing. Bet Online even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. You get real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's simply the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So you want to head on out to the website, which is betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive, brace yourself, this is, you're going to get yourself a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. What does that mean? They're simply going to give you your money back, half of that back. It's right in your pocket. Another reason why you should go to betonline.ag, which is your online sports book experts, and when you go there, use promo code LOCKEDON.
In free agency to a Miami or a Philadelphia, maybe goes back to Toronto to give them that, you know, put them back, you know, to some sort of semblance of what they were. I mean, they're in disarray right now. You're hearing reports of Siakam and Coach Nick Nurse getting into it. Lowry wants out. I mean, I don't know, maybe if he does want to go back. My point is he has the LA teams. You know, he's from Compton, California. Does he want to go back there? He'll have options, and I think one of the options for him is stay in a rebuild that it's in San Antonio that's on a fast, you know, on a fast track, or go where it's ready made right now. Joe, if he were to say, you know what, Spurs, thank you so much, it's been real, but I got to get myself a ring, would you blame him?
I wouldn't blame him, not one bit, and I wouldn't blame him if he wanted to go back home. Look, Toronto was a big part of his NBA career. If he wants to go ahead and finish the latter part of his career out, chasing a ring with the Raptors, I wouldn't fault him for that either. You know, who wouldn't want to go ahead and return back to where it all started, you know? So He has a lot of things that he has to think about, you know, and there's a lot of options for him, no doubt. And he's also going to be high in demand, Jeff. I think he's going to be one of the free agents that's going to demand a lot of attention in this offseason here. So it's going to be interesting to see what he actually decides to do. If my gut tells me anything, I would love to have him here. Don't get me wrong. I know a lot of Spurs fans have reservations about him, but he is a great teammate and he is a great player. Now, if he goes and, you know, decides, hey, this San Antonio is just not in the cards for me, I want to go chase the ring, I don't think anybody would blame him or be upset. When he was here with San Antonio, you know, playing for us, you know, here, the San Antonio Spurs, he's always given us 100% of what he has in the tank. Even in off nights, he's just going out there battling. You've seen him, Jeff. He gets thrown to the ground. He doesn't get respect from the refs, but he goes out there and fights. He's a warrior. So you just tip your hat to him and wish him the best and thank him for all he's done if he decides to leave.
Yeah, and look, the thing with the DeRozan is he fits well with his team. He meshes well. He's the perfect type of player you want in today's league. Up and down, score, you know, get the scoring up high. You know, he's perfect. Yeah, great. He fits that. But I just think that, you know, he has a lot to think about. You know, does he still, I mean, I'm pretty sure he embraces the mentor role, but I mean, maybe he wants to go to a team where he doesn't have to do that, where he's just, hey, I'm plug and play and let's go get a ring. In San Antonio, it's plug play, mentor to get these guys to the title, let alone just the playoffs. Forget championship, just to make the playoffs, just to be a perennial playoff team. There's step one. But then how about turning that into a perennial playoff title team? That's step two. Joe, when you look at the situation in San Antonio, we know that LaMarcus Aldridge's days are going to be numbered today. Likely would be the last day of LMA era, maybe tomorrow, who knows, and when the buyout officially is declared. But if you project that out, so you lose LMA and then you lose DeMar DeRozan, just for argument's sake, do you think this team can be okay without an all-star type player on the roster?
I think you know what I'm going to go with this answer, Jeff, and that's going to be an emphatic no. You need at least one all-star, even if it's a former NBA all-star. You need something on this team. They're still lacking a piece or two. While they have a great young core, a great young nucleus, and they have some vets on this team, in order to really go on a bona fide championship run, you do need an all-star or two. You know, you need a superstar on your team. And unfortunately, we don't know. Maybe we do have one or two in the making here. Who knows, mm-hmm. You know? But currently, as at this point in time, there's just nobody that's going to leap out at you and say, emphatically, this is a bona fide NBA superstar that we have on the team. We have a lot of works in progress, and we see a little bit of what can transpire, but it just hasn't come to fruition. Not yet, anyway. I think we just need to be a little bit more patient. Maybe in another couple seasons, we might see something, you know, from this group of young kids that we have right now. Somebody might pop out, you know. We already see an inkling of Keldon mm-hmm. Johnson maybe showing some signs of life there, you know.
Right.
But at this point, Jeff, no, we don't have an NBA All-Star to take the mantle if both LMA and DeMar leave.
Yeah, I think giving the reins to the young guys, one of those will develop into the all-star. But if they go that route, then that's pretty much, you know, it. You
that's
know,
full rebuild.
That's the franchise. that's the franchise saying, all right, kids, it's your time now. Get behind the wheel. The training wheels are off. You know, DeMar DeRozan is a training wheel. You know, they're off now. Go get it. You know, we know maybe Rudy Gay may not be back, whether it be this season in a trade or a buyout, or just he works out his contract.
And we really want him back though, Jeff? Do we?
Well, my point is, like, eventually these veterans will go. So I'm seeing them as training wheels. They're just training wheels, yeah. Mentors, if you will, for to get these guys on the right path.
Yeah, the vets are a band-aid.
You know what you was when you're learning how to ride a bike. You had the training wheels for it. That's how you progress. They got to come off sometime. And that could be happening soon. Now, there was a report via Bleacher Report a few days ago that the Spurs made it clear that DeRozan is available via trade. Joe, we talked about that on your Two Shots podcast. You know, we both agreed that if DeMar DeRozan was really that key piece and LMA, a team would have made a deal or made an offer for San Antonio right now. And maybe this whole ordeal would be over with either LMA or DeRozan's future in San Antonio. My thing is, Joe, is that I don't blame LMA if he wants to chase a ring, and I don't blame DeMar DeRozan if he wants to chase a ring. What my issue is that, man, you know, in either situation, Spurs will be left empty-handed. Do you think that will be okay with you, Joe, if the Spurs see LMA be bought out for nothing in return, or DeMar DeRozan leave for nothing in return?
I'm going to put it this way. We knew that we were going to have to not reload, but rebuild at some point in time. You know, if they go ahead and they lose LMA and they lose DeMar, that signals one thing. That's full on youth movement, you know, so we're going to be in that era now. And mm-hmm. There's nothing really wrong with that. I mean, it's going to be an exciting brand of basketball, no doubt, you know, seeing these young guys going, getting up and down the court. But be careful what you ask for, because Spurs fans are always clamoring. Why aren't they getting more minutes? Why isn't Devin Vassell getting more minutes? Why isn't Luka out there? When you have no options and you have to put them out there, and then you get mad at the product that's out there on the court, you got nobody else to blame for yourself, because this is exactly what you wanted. So you got to pick your poison, you know?
Yeah. And but in a way, I also like the fact that you're taking off the training wheels at being the veterans, because you got to let these guys not have to lean on on your mentors anymore. I think that's the old saying. Eventually, you have to go away from your teachers. You have to go away from your mentors. You have to go away from your parents. You got to learn to fend for yourself. And I think that is going to be good.
We could use the Dragon Ball Z scenario, Jeff. Goku surpassed his mentor.
Wait, say that again?
I said we can use the Dragon Ball Z mentality. Didn't Goku surpass his mentor by leaps and bounds?
Yep. That's going to happen for these guys.
Exactly. It happens at some point in time. And, you know, I really believe that the mentors out there are, you know, one DeMar DeRozan. You have Rudy Gay helping the youngsters. And also Patty Mills. I think he's the heart and soul of this movement, you know, to go ahead and impart the knowledge that he has onto this younger core. Seems like they all have great things to say about Patty, you know, and I'm sure he'd be happy if he sees these younger guys just bawling out
right
there.
Hey there, I want to quickly talk to you about rockauto.com, which is a family business serving auto part customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto parts, body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules to brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. So whether it's for your classic or daily driver, you can get everything you need in just a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door at rockauto.com. And that catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. You can see all the parts available for your vehicle, choose the brands, specifications, even the prices that you prefer. And those prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low. They're the same for you and professionals. So don't go spending up to twice as much for the same parts. Go to rockauto.com right now to see all the parts available for your car or truck and write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we send you. An amazing selection of reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. And we've been telling you about Built Bar, which is the best tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. Built Bar, you know, the amazing low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, amazing tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate in all bars. Well, now it's time to find out which Built Bar is the best. Why? Well, because it's simply Built Bar Madness. You want to go to BuiltBar.com to go check out the matchups that are going on right now to see which flavor is the best Built Bar. Again, go to BuiltBar.com. And when you go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. And by the way, speaking of flavors, I've been using sampling the Churro Puff, and it's really, really good. I forget that I'm actually eating something healthy for me because it tastes like a candy bar. But by the way, when you go again to BuiltBar.com and remember that promo code, which is LOCKED15 to get yourself 15% off your next order, you go check back at the website, BuiltBar.com, to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar.
And I think he'd be okay if he sticks around for that. You know, it'd be really tough, you know, for me to see Patty Mills leave. He's part of the fiber of the San Antonio community. But again, there's benefits to seeing LMA leave. You know, we're seeing one right now is that Jakob Poeltl is getting the bulk of the minutes. Good for that, because you're seeing Poeltl become a very key part of the Spurs attack on the defensive end.
Don't tell that to Spurs fans, though, Jeff. They still get mad at him.
And if Rudy Gay were to leave, or even a DeMar DeRozan were to leave, well, lo and behold, that means more minutes for Devin Vassell and Lonnie Walker and those guys. And Patty Mills leaves, hey, that means more minutes. And Lucas Aminich, yeah, Patty Mills leaves, then there's a guy named Trey Jones. So, you know, there are pros and cons. But again, if the Spurs fan base or the Spurs fans or just Spurs in general are fully committed to the youth movement, then that's part of that. That eventually the youth movement has to move, and you have to move in the direction of the young guys. But all in all, Joe, circling back to the report about LMA chasing a ring, you're okay with that, right? No hard feelings with LMA?
I got no hard feelings. He didn't do his dirty like the fake number two, Kawhi Leonard, you know, who is actually coming back to San Antonio. So we're going to
he's in town already. He played a game yesterday against San Antonio.
So I'm going to be catching him.
He plays again tonight.
I'm going to be catching him tonight, Jeff. I'll be out there. Anything you want me to tell him?
No, I'd rather bite my tongue, Joe.
You could tell me once the podcast is over.
Yeah. I'll tell you when we're not on. Well, I don't want to have a hot mic like that NHL ref got fired for. But let's go ahead and put a wrap on this episode of Lockdown Spurs with Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast and quickly go over some Spurs news and notes that you may have missed. Let's start off with the first one is that former Spur Danny Green recently gave a $1 million scholarship to his alma mater, UNC. But he credited Popovich for instilling that giving back feeling, that giving back mentality to the community. So it seems like he may be a Sixer, but, you know, his lessons learned in San Antonio are still impacting him, Joe.
It is, you know, the lessons continue, Jeff. The lessons continue.
When are you going to give $1 million to a scholarship, Joe?
I don't know if I ever can borrow some money from you.
All right. In other news and notes, congratulations to Spurs rookie Trey Jones. He was named to the 2020-21 All-NBA G League third team. Joe, I was a little miffed that he got the third team. He played really, really well. But if you look at that first and second team, it's really, really tough. I would have bumped him to the second team at minimum. But no, Jones played extremely well in the G League. He was one of the leading scorers, assist guys for Austin. He averaged 18 points per game, 9.7 assists, 5.3 rebounds, and 31 minutes played. His 9.7 assists per game led the G League until he was recalled in February 21. And he also put up a season-high 30 points and 11 assists against Erie back in February 13. Joe, again, you know, if the veterans leave and even if a guy like Patty Mills leaves, gives a young buck like Trey Jones some run in San Antonio.
Yeah. Trey Jones, you know, we've seen him play some limited minutes, but, you know, he's been impressive in the G League. I've caught some of the games, and I like the young man. I think he's got a good upside to him, you know, a high ceiling. I'd like to see him develop even more come next year. You know, he looked great, though, when he was playing out there, especially, you know, alongside Luka Samanić, which I know our good friend Pledger doesn't call him Sandwich no more.
No, he doesn't go that route anymore. He's no longer called Sandwich. He's called Samanić, according to our good friend James Pledger. Also in Spurs news and notes, some graphic designers had some fun with the Spurs jersey. And they decided, these individual graphic designers decided, what would a Spurs jersey look like mashed up with the Looney Tunes and the other Spurs team across the pond in Europe, the Tottenham Hotspurs. Joe, I don't know if you've seen the jerseys, but basically the Looney Tunes mashup is the San Antonio Ducks,
yep,
with Daffy Duck as the U for the Spur. And then the Tottenham Hotspur jersey is a mix of the soccer kit and the Spurs jersey, but with the Tottenham colors of blue and gold. Joe, I thought they looked pretty cool. I mean, the Daffy Duck one was kind of just goofy and silly, but it was the Tottenham one that really caught my eye.
Yeah, the Tottenham one, I think, was the cleaner looking one out of the two. The Looney Tunes one just seemed like a reach. It seemed very comical. You know, it wasn't something that I would put on, but the Tottenham one looked really nice. That one looked legit.
Would you get a jersey like that? Like I would. Tottenham or the Looney Tunes one?
I would get one with the Tottenham. The Daffy Duck's a bit of a reach to me. You know, it was okay, but it didn't wow me. You know, I thought the Tottenham one was a really clean design.
See, I thought you would be all about the Daffy Duck one.
Now, if it was Marvin the Martian or something like that, then now we're talking.
Would you, did you ever see other graphic designers when they do the mashups? Did you ever see the Coco one, the Pixar Coco one? They had a bunch of like mariachis and the sombreros and the trumpets. I don't know if you ever caught that one.
I did catch that one. That one was pretty cool. I mean, that would have been nice if they had like a Coco mariachi themed night here to celebrate the Mexican heritage.
Yeah,
I would definitely be down for that. But I've seen the mashup they did in years past when they kind of did a NBA and a Marvel mashup. And what would the teams look like with the Marvel kind of aesthetic to it? I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly. And one more news and note before we put a wrap on this episode of Locked On Spurs. And in case you missed it, the Spurs recently decided to represent NCAA women's college basketball legends. You had DeMar DeRozan show up pregame with a Becky Hammon Colorado State jersey. Even Patty Mills wore his wife's St. Mary's College out in California, her jersey, prior to the game. Joe, I thought that was an awesome thing the Spurs did.
I thought it was an awesome thing they did too, you know, especially that the women's NCAA tournament is held here in San Antonio. And what better way to kind of pay their respects than to wear, you know, former players' jerseys, you know? And I thought that was very touching, though. Patty Mills almost missed his opportunity to wear his wife's jersey because they kind of rushed the jersey over and it just arrived just in time. So that was kind of a nice touch for Patty.
Exactly. All right. Those are your quick news and notes on the silver and black that you may have missed. And also, you know, some updated news right on the LMA and the situation. Looks like, Joe, today could be it. The last day of LMA in a Spur. As a Spur. Are you going to miss him, Joe?
No, not at all. I wasn't really a fan. I wasn't really a fan of him. There's nothing to fault him. I just never felt like he really fit in with this team from the get-go. And, you know, I just think it's time at this point. You know, I wish they would have cut him loose sooner, but we're here at this juncture, so all I can say is don't let the door hit you on the way out. I'll hold it open for you.
Well, what if he's holding a ring at the end of the day, Drew?
Oh, well, then he did the best thing for him. You know, he's going to look like a genius, just much like Kawhi, you know?
Kawhi, when he gets traded and he gets a ring out in Toronto. But yeah, we're done talking, so we want to hear from you. Joe, how can Spurs fans interact with you?
Just look me up on social media at Two Shots Podcast, and it's spelled out T-W-O, not the number two, but T-W-O, Two Shots Podcast, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. And I'll be happy to talk with you about anything under the sun involving the world of sports or pop culture, because me and Jeff are big geeks at heart.
That we are. Hey, before I let you know how you can subscribe to Locked On Spurs, you can get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get podcasts, and also subscribe to Locked On Spurs, whether it be radio.com, Stitcher, iTunes, Spotify. You can find Locked On Spurs on pretty much every major platform. So for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.